Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is the Moondog and Show, and I am your man, Moondog. That's right, monster. I hear what you saying. I hear what you slanging. I hear what you are portraying. Let's get it up for everybody. Let's talk about your weekend. What did you do this weekend, monster? Oh, that's right. Moondog agrees with you 100%, 100%, 100%. What about you, listeners? Were you all out there this weekend? Were you all out there partying? Were you all out there dancing? Listen to what my monster thinks about that. Come on, monster, tell them if you would, please. Everybody act like you know. Well, you know what, monster? You know what time it is for right now? It's time for our phone scam. So let's get down with the Moondog and Monster Show and see if we can make some fun for all of y'all driving into work today. So what we're gonna do is call them? Yeah, all right. Oh, and do what? You're kidding me. All right, everybody. So we have had our producer over there. Give it up for producer one time.
I'm not exactly sure how I got on this show, but it, you know, seems to pay well, and it's very well produced, if I do say, for me, producer.
That's right, producer. We usually don't like you coming on the air because you wreck our flow, but today, you know what you're doing. So what do we have on the phone right now, producer? Build it up for us, if you will.
Yes, well, today we have a phone scam where we have got the place, and there's a person, he's waiting on the phone right now to talk to you. He thinks that you guys are going to come into his place of business, and you're going to take money to there and buy all of the things, and it's going to be very funny, okay? Okay. Well, just see what happens. Okay?
I concur with my man Monster. This does not sound like it's going to pan out to be much, but let me just lay this out for my audience out in the automobiles, driving around town doing what they feel. My name again is Moondog. And your name is, of course, Monster. Yeah, and we got our man, we're gonna change his name so as not to give up his identity. We're gonna call him Vesuvius because we're gonna try to make him blow up this morning. We have him on the line. Producer has set all this up. He thinks we're going to be coming into his place of business and spending money. But guess what, everybody? We're going to pull the rug out from under him. He's not going to know what happened. And bling, blang, boom, bow. He ain't going to get no money from us. All right, Monster, you ready for this?
Hello? Hello? Mask is calling.
Yeah, hello. Is this,
Yeah, hi. It is. Who is this? What's going on? Why are you? Hi. What? I'm sorry. Maybe the phone has got disconnected. You sounded a different person there.
No, my friend. You know it's me from the beginning to the end. So while I was calling, you have a business establishment. Do you or do you not?
Yeah, I have a podcasting studio. I have a podcast. It's not like a place of business necessarily, but it's I guess, sure. There it is again. Maybe it's my connection. Or is it? Okay, yeah. Something's going weird with this phone call. Anyway, I'm kind of busy right now. Can you can you call me back?
Let's
just tell me what you need.
Yeah, let me talk to you about Mr. Mistopheles. Let me talk to you about please, oh please. Let me talk to you about the bumblebees up in the sky. Because that's what I want to talk to you about. Because what we're going to do is we're going to come into your store. We're going to come in and spend all kinds of money, on your business.
Okay. So again, I don't have a bit. It's not like a brick and mortar. It's not a store. I'm Natty Bumpercar, and I have a podcast studio and that I run from headquarters. It's called the Bumper Podcast, and sometimes we do rent out spots, but you would have to actually, I don't schedule that stuff. That's more through my friend producer. He's not my friend. He's the producer. I mean, we are friends. I mean, work acquaintances. We know each other. I mean, anyway, he's nice. And if you want, you can call back and I won't answer and you can leave a message for him and then he can call you back. Just leave all, your name, your... Did you ever... What is your name again? I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. I did not leave my name. My name is, of course, the Moondog. Arr, arr, arr. And you have been phone scammed, my friend. What did you say your name was again?
I said it was Natty Bumpercar, and your name is Moondog?
That is right. You are on the Moondog and Monster Morning Show, Mr. Natty Bumpercar, and this is the phone scam. Bah, 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 bah. You got. You just got. Everybody do that dance. You just got. You just got. Everybody, you got.
Is this really a?
You got. Come on.
Okay. Is this? You don't sound like a real radio. Are you a radio show, or are you like? What are you? How did you get my number? Is this really a phone scam? It doesn't really feel like one. I guess nothing really happened.
What?
You just kind of yelled a lot at me.
What do you mean nothing really happened? This is the Moondog and Monster Show, and you got. Everybody did the dance. Everybody knows that you got, okay? So, it was pretty hilarious. It was pretty fun. But now we're going to go over to the phones to see what everybody thinks about what we did to you today.
Yeah, hi, my name is...
Wait a minute.
Ron Dello, and I'm calling...
Producer, is this you? Producer?
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Yes?
It's you. What are you...
Hello.
Hi.
Happy.
What are you doing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, that's Moondoggy and Monster Show, that's Producer. And when I was saying earlier that if you wanted to rent the studio, then you'd have to come in and talk to Producer, that's actually Producer. So, what are you? Where are you recording this? I'm just curious. Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb here and assume. I don't like to assume, but I'm going to guess. How about that? I will guess that was Monster speaking there. So if Moondoggy or maybe Producer could come in and just kind of explain to me what's happening right now, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, now, so this is again Mr. Moondoggy, and I'm just going to talk to you like a normal man to man. What had happened was, Producer approached us and...
No, hold on. There was a flyer for people looking for podcast studios, and so I called it because I know we're trying to fill up the slots so we can pay the bills, and I'm trying to make sure that I get people in to rent this space. And his Moondoggy and his friend the Monster came into the place, and then they wanted to make the thing.
Okay.
He's kind of a podcast. They say it's a morning show, but he's a podcast, really.
So, okay. All right. This is making a little bit more sense. So, Producer found your number. He called to schedule you in the podcast studio so you could record your podcast?
We actually prefer to refer to it as an internet radio show. Isn't that right, Monster?
Okay. So it doesn't matter. So podcast, internet radio, whatever you want to call it. You came into the studio to record your show, and it's called the Moondoggy and Monster Morning Show, even though it's really just whenever, which is fine. It's just semantics, neither here nor there. And then, producer, you're involved because I think you kind of, yeah, if people schedule it out, then they get you as a producer.
This is true, yeah. So, you know, we don't just want to rent the space to just random anybody. And so I come in and I just make sure the levels are straight and I make sure that, you know, nobody does anything bad to the space. And so, but they put me into the show. Like, they were like, oh, producer, you want to talk? You have such a beautiful voice. And so I said, of course, I'll do it for you. You know, you're paying for the space. And
yeah,
then they decided to do a phone scam, and then they didn't have anybody's number, and so they called you,
called
and
me.
Here we are.
Okay, that's fine. All right. It all makes sense now. Much more so than things normally make sense around here. We rented the space. This show, producer produced it. You guys called me, and now I'm in on the fun. Phone scam fun? What a hoot! All right, well, producer, I should be in this week to record a new bumper podcast, okay?
Okay, this week?
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I hate to ask this because it's not really my ballyhoo, but are we paying for this time because we are very limited in funds and budget?
Let's just say, if you were in there saying, then you're paying.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.